Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and I'm joined by my friends Harry and Litz, but also this week, special guest Tom.
Woo!
Hey!
It's Tom!
Howdy!
He's back.
He's back. Round two. Just couldn't get enough.
I came back, but I'm not the only special guest this week, am I? Ravs has also brought a special guest.
We're just getting right into it.
Not even asked everyone how they're doing.
I guess I'll go first.
Guys, last night I discovered I have a hemorrhoid.
Oh my God.
You know, just for your weekly Ravs ass update.
How did you discover it? I'm interested.
I went to get into my bed last night and I sat down and I was like, ooh, like that hurts. That fucking hurts.
What kind of pain?
Just kind of like my bum hole felt like there was something else there and I was like, that hurts. And I like turned
Not
over.
In a good way.
And I was like, oh, whatever. And I just like tried to roll over and when I rolled over, I was like,
Oh my God.
And then I went to my bathroom to go check what's going down in bum hole town and, you know, had a little swollen hemorrhoid.
Just imagine you just like leaning so far forward, your head goes through your legs, and you're just like spinning,
and this little guy is there, hello, Ravs.
There I am.
Did you get a mirror?
I didn't get a mirror.
Did you take a photo on your phone?
I didn't.
I'm not going to show my phone.
You definitely took a photo.
There's no photo.
That's so risky.
Yeah, but I was like, what's going on with this thing? I was like, Googling it. What the fuck do you do with a hemorrhoid?
It's cancer. You have.
What the fuck is this?
What did you Google? Like weird lump in bum?
I was like, why my bum hole have lump? it was like pails, hemorrhoid. And I was like, okay. And I was like, how to relieve hemorrhoid pain? I ordered some cream from Amazon.
Nice.
Did you order it next day? Was it like a panic?
It's coming tomorrow. Okay. It was late at night when I went to bed. So there was no next day delivery.
Right.
And I was just like, okay. Someone was like, you could push it back in and it might help relieve the pain. I was like, okay, guess I'll finger my ass then.
And, okay.
Wowie.
Just pushed it back in. It made like a weird squelch. And
I don't think it's meant to do that.
Can you like feel it still?
I feel like a little slight. Yeah. I mean, it's back in there now.
Have you pooped since?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, really?
Are we talking, it's not too bad. A big golf ball or a little Malteser?
Oh, yeah, give us a confectionery size.
It's like a, you know what, like a Revel, like smaller than a Malteser.
Okay, quite slim.
Yeah,
you would notice that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dangling
around. That's really fun. Mm-hmm. So is that halted pegging adventures?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I'm back on Hinge now. I'm chatting to someone.
Nice.
Is it a rule on Hinge you have to put if you have hemorrhoids in your bio?
No, it's like an STD you have to update people. It's like a revelation to me, though. It happened last night, so I've not updated my bio to be pro-hemorrhoid yet.
Yeah. But right.
Just so I'm honest
this
and clear.
This is going to define Ravs' personality
from this point on. This hemorrhoid guy.
This could halt the pegging adventures. I'd hate to head it off with someone and then be like, I'm going to peg the fuck out of you, Ravs. And I'll be like,
no,
you can't peg me. My bum hole's sore. So hopefully this cream helps.
Although surely a strap-on is a great way to poke all those hemorrhoids
back.
Yeah.
It'll poke it right back in, but it might pull it back out.
Can you have multiple hemorrhoids on the go?
You definitely can.
It's like a mace.
You can have a bunch of grapes, you know?
I kind of just thought it would be something I would never deal with in my life, but here I am. I wouldn't even say I looked up and it's like you get it from straining. I've not been straining.
They're very common. You're very open about it.
I am.
About your entire medical history of your hemorrhoids.
I'm fine being open.
So many people listening to this podcast will have hemorrhoids right now, and Rav sees you.
Send in your hemorrhoids.
Ravs understands you.
That's a
Anyway, that's enough tips. About my asshole. How are you all doing?
Doing well. We have obviously our wonderful guest Tom Clark. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
On the new exciting podcast and role playing channel Mystery Quest, on which both of you feature.
Wow.
Out
now. Tom, do you want to talk a little bit about Mystery Quest? Tell us what's going down.
We're doing role playing, and we've got a bunch of people playing. People that don't really know how to role play or don't really know the rules, but we're having just a great time.
So which ones are going out first? Remind us.
We've done some Call of Cthulhu. We played a more indie game called Morkborg.
Morkborg's really cool.
I really like Morkborg.
Super grim, dark, kind of a bit silly. Yeah. And it's very deadly. We've had a lot of deaths already.
It reminds me of Dark Souls, but goofy.
Yeah. Imagine Dark Souls, but like the album cover, like a metal album cover, if that was a sort of role-playing game.
Amazing.
And the art style for it's phenomenal as well.
It's great. It's really cool. It's really good.
Yeah, if people haven't heard of Morkborg, they should certainly Google it and check it out. Like, the art is wild.
It's super cool. It's one of the main selling points of that game.
Can you give us any teasers? And any games that you're really hot to play?
Oh, there's so much. Jeez.
I know you're a guy that constantly wants to play role-playing games.
For years, we've drunk at the pub together and have
I think every week, Tom would list me a new role-playing game he wants to play. I know you've got a long back catalogue.
Just so many.
What are some big hitters, things you really want to get into?
Jeez. I really want to run something that is not going to be as popular. I think it was in like 2001 they published the Red Dwarf role-playing game, and that just seems hilarious to
us. I feel like that'll do well. That's like a niche sci-fi.
I think it was only sold for about a year.
Oh, shit.
Can I get a copy?
Yeah, I do own a copy. It's one of the pride and joys of my collection.
That's really fun.
Because to buy it now is crazy expensive. Because it's been out of print for 20 fucking years.
Oh shit.
It's surprising they actually made one in 2001. That's quite early to make a role.
Some
of the IPs have now done a role playing game. Actually, that's quite early.
Super
ahead of time.
Super niche. But that one, really want to do. Just more Call of Cthulhu is always a hot favourite of mine.
Like,
we played
system.
A bunch of it together and dragging new people through that game. Just spooky monsters, you know, mysteries, investigation, and everyone going mad. Just a ton of fun.
That's the one that's always eluded me. I've never played it. It sounds scary.
I loved it. That was my favourite.
It was great.
I really loved
the system
Call
itself
Cthulhu.
Being based around the insanity and that.
People losing their mind.
That basically being your HP bar. Like, in a usual role-playing game, you'd be worried about, I don't have enough HP to fight this goblin. But in this, you're just like, I'm going insane in a library.
I'm going fucking mad.
I just, like, early 1900s, like, America is kind of just, it's such a trope that everybody gets.
Exactly. It's something that you can easily latch onto. Like, if we were saying, like, right, we're going to play in 1722 in Berlin, you'd be like, okay, right, what's going on at that stage? Yeah, no one has an idea, but you can kind of picture the roaring 20s in America.
Prohibition.
And even if you're off by, like, you know, a decade or two, you kind of get the sort of feel of the era.
After the war, it's fun.
I've never played it, but it feels a little British-y to me.
Well, like, I was about to say, because we keep all having British accents.
Yeah. Well,
that's also kind of fine, I think, for the time period. I feel like there would be a lot of Brits over there, a lot of university
people. I think it's because it's like a lot of stuff based around, like, fishing villages and stuff and, like, librarians, and it's not America.
Yeah.
It's not America to me.
At all, like, that's not how you picture
America
it,
is Big Mac.
But none of us are, you know, trained voice actors or anything like that.
No.
All of the accents are a little bit all over the place,
bit
and
wonky.
So I think having a few more British people, absolutely fine.
But yeah, right after this podcast, go and follow Mystery Quest on Spotify, on YouTube. Go and give it a download, give it a listen.
There's a podcast. There's a video form. It's a thing.
It's a thing that exists.
Does exist.
And you have a Patreon and.
Well, I'll just get all the plugs in
now. Why not?
You're the plug in, right?
He's literally been plugging them back in.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, he brought up the hemorrhoid, okay? I told you this all in privacy. I could have just smooth sailing and sat here and discussed.
There was no way we were going to get through this without a lot of hemorrhoid chat.
Literally the elephant in the room is the hemorrhoid poking out of your
asshole. Hey, it's in there. I pushed it back in.
Oh, my God.
So how are you guys doing? How's the podcast been going since I was last on?
Been going great.
It's good. Yeah.
We've really taken a pegging arc.
I heard, and I was so disappointed that I've always missed out on
it
pegging.
It always feels like we had to get you back, Tom, to just, you know, give your perspective, your view on pegging. Do you have a pegging take? Do you have a hot pegging take for us?
Pegging take. You know what? I'm not going to yuck no yums.
No,
I feel like...
You ever been pegged, Tom?
These are the hard-hitting questions.
I'm a man of the world.
He's a man of the world.
I'll explore my body or have someone help me do that.
Help me. There's some hemorrhoids back in there.
There we go.
I don't have hemorrhoids, but maybe I'll try that to fix that problem.
Wouldn't recommend.
It's lower on my list.
Really comic. Rav's just dreaming for things to go into his bumhole, that something's come out of his bumhole.
Oh, it's poetic.
The monkey's paw. Your body is like, oh, you want to poke something in your butt? Here you go. And that thing just bursts out.
God damn it. Feels bad.
Should we hop into a question? Because we actually have a question that's been sat on our question list for a while, but I feel like it's kind of mystery questy in nature.
All right.
And might be a fun one to start with.
Okay.
All right, question number one. Hi, guys. If you were in a fantasy world, what abilities would you have? For example, archery, spellcasting, being able to sleep for a minimum of 8 hours. What would be your weapons or magical styles of choice? Also, where would you want to live? In a magical forest? A beautiful mountain? Underground cities? So many options. Love the podcasting streams. Mwah. What would you choose? What are we going to be? I feel like everyone gets an ability, a place you have to live, and maybe, should we say, a race as well? What fantasy race are you going to be?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Need a top three of each.
So ability, race, and what was the other one?
Where we live.
And where you live.
Okay. So when we say where we live, are we picking like, I want to live in Hobbiton, or are we picking like,
I'm allowing that.
I want to live in a castle or something, you know? Okay.
Because I feel like my mind instantly goes to high fantasy, but you could go pretty low fantasy as well. Like, I love King Arthur legends, which are fantasy, but they're not.
Yeah, it's not elves and sky
magic.
Ships and fireball
and dragons just having sex everywhere.
Sexy dragons.
All that shit that's going on in D&D's world. I don't know, is anything you guys would love to be able to do in a fantasy world?
I'd love to be like, I'm not a religious person, but something about like high fantasy, religious, like cleric. That would be my jam.
You want to be the Pope?
I want to be like armored up with a big mace and a shield. Holy symbol and stuff. I'm smiting heretics. I'm like casting holy bolts. I've got a big glowing mace and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Big glowing hammer. Yeah, the hemorrhoid knight.
Heretic.
Hemorrhoid. Okay, I can imagine that Rav's big shining knight in a city.
I'd live in like a... I think, I'd probably be a city boy. Probably be a city boy. Like a nice big fantasy city. Something like Minas Tirith or something like that. Or maybe like a, I don't know, maybe a Winterfell type vibe.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
That'd be my jam.
I feel like I'd 100% want to be a druid. I feel like reading Animorphs as a kid broke my brain. I'm just like, being an animal is the coolest thing ever.
Does that make you a furry, Harry?
I don't know. Maybe
does
it did.
Furry moment.
But I feel like I'd rather be like a little spider. Like, you know, be able to creep and crawl into places.
Would you fuck
like...
another spider if you could turn into a spider?
And would you fuck
spider
in your
spider
animal
sex
form?
Is quite violent, isn't it? Usually, like, the man gets eaten.
Yeah.
But you think of, like, the Black Widow, where she kills him after she
I think that's like every spider.
Him.
Don't spiders always eat?
Praying mantises do that as well. They eat the guy's head after they get
pregnant.
Yeah,
probably don't know a lot of fucking in spider form.
Okay.
No.
Probably running away. But I feel like the ability to transform into other creatures is so... just broken and amazing.
Okay, which animal do you most want to turn into to have sex as that animal?
Okay,
which is your
seahorse, because you get to give birth as a man, pretty fucking based.
Okay,
the males give birth, and also when you do give birth, you just spray a million of your offspring just into the ocean, and most of them die.
Harry, do you want to give birth
as a seahorse? Yes, not
just
as a man.
Because
it's amazing.
Send us your empress, like, Harry Potter.
They're like tiny. They hang on for like dear life.
Sorry.
Can you not imagine me as a seahorse just spraying my offspring?
That belly just spraying out. Because they really just like squirt them out.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And how does it work? Because you're not, we're saying like you're fucking, but you're not fucking, are you? You're like just.
Well, they don't lay eggs.
Impregnating
the
eggs.
Sexy seahorse.
Oh, it would be like dick in fanny. Like straight up seahorse style.
They like twine their like tails together and that's how they like coitus.
Yeah, so isn't it like. Big citation needed on my seahorse sex facts. But so it's the technically the female lays the eggs, but they kind of like lay them inside.
Is it like a kangaroo
pouch
almost?
It's a bit like that. And then the male kind of like gestates them. Like they still It's something along those lines.
Tom, we have 0 degrees right here, so whatever you say is truth and gospel.
So I am breaking the rule coming in with my animation degree, which doesn't really make me an authority on seahorse fucking.
No, I mean, I just think seahorses are pretty dope. I think I've always been disappointed seahorses are so tiny, so maybe I'd want to be like a magical big seahorse. Because most seahorses are like, they're not big.
Like a Seedra King. Yeah, what the fuck are they called? The Pokemon.
Like a big boy. Like a big one.
Big boy.
I feel like it is always a bit disappointing when you go see a seahorse in an aquarium and it's just like, they're cute, but they're like,
just a finger's length big.
It's not great. So yeah, being like a magical druid living by the ocean, turning into like
seahorses. Fucking seahorses.
Just fucking seahorses. Just like, long day's work, fucking a seahorse.
Okay.
Like so that's what you want. That's my dream.
Lydia. Don't yuck my yum.
I'm not yucking.
Why are you looking at me like it's like, I've got a hemorrhoid boy over here. Hemorrhoid knife fucking saving people's bum holes.
How long would, what would your like seahorse to Harry ratio be? How often would you be a seahorse?
Oh, like 1 hour of Harry. I like to have to like inhale a Big Mac. down like a load of water. You know, it's like you know in that animation where they move so quickly, like they just a cloud of smoke is made behind them.
Yeah.
That's me running back to be a seahorse.
So you're just fucking running out the sea, fully nude. Like,
just seahorses fooling off of me
into fantasy Mackie and eating some burgers and then jumping back
reloading,
in,
reloading, and going back in.
Okay, what you got, Lids?
Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to follow Harry Horse. I mean, when we talk about fantasy worlds, do we always assume that there's some kind of conflict and battle going on? Like,
that could be a peaceful
do you have
world.
To be someone who can fight?
It's up to you.
Like, why can't you just be like a high freaking princess queen living the
princess
life of
queen,
luxury?
I'm really struggling to believe this fantasy world. Is everyone a disgusting goblin monster?
It is rat world.
I am the queen of the rats.
I don't know. I quite like, I guess.
Are you scared of conflict, Lydia? Do you not want to have a? Do you not want to be like a warrior princess?
I don't love it. I've never been in a fight in my life. I don't know how I would handle it. Only versus stairs, and I've lost every time. So
the
I'm
greatest
a bit.
Foe.
Maybe that's it. You'd be like the queen of the moon when there's low gravity, and then you win.
Oh, queen of the moon.
It's hard to fall downstairs on the moon.
Well, exactly.
We'll find a way.
Just floating around everywhere. Gotcha. I think maybe if I was going to do something a bit more exciting, I would be a kind of Garnet from Final Fantasy IX kind of person, where you can summon these like badass, what they're called, Eidolons.
Nice.
And something like that, because I think that means I don't have to actually do any fighting, but I have the power to create things that can.
I do feel
really
like those
kind
of stories always end in you run out of magical juice, and then the peasants with their pokey sticks finally get you.
Also, do you really want to sit through the cutscene of that summoning that in every fight?
Oh my god,
because that gets so tedious. After a while.
What was the one in Final Fantasy VII where is it you're fighting Sethiroth and it's like Knights of the Round Table? It takes, I swear, like 10 minutes, and it just never fucking lets up. I think something like that. Where I'd like to live, I don't know, like a really tranquil forest sounds nice, but also would be really shit because
what would you do in a forest? Like it's nice for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like, I need a
shit. That's why I picked the sea. I got to get to bathroom real quick every now and then
that's a pretty good ability power. Be able to skip other people's cutscenes, because in that fucking fantasy world, everyone has an intro moment, a special move, and just your ability being, I skip that bullshit.
And like, the dialogue, and you're just like,
just Xing through.
Oh, that's a good.
Be able
that's
to
a
fast
good
forward
power.
Through other people's bullshit. Like, that's a really strong ability.
That's a good one.
Tom, what are you thinking?
Okay, so I've always been like, I always like the idea of necromancy. Always seems pretty rad. But I feel like I'd probably be in my happiest element, just being like a classic fantasy giant. Like,
nice.
I live up in the hills.
Yeah.
Every now and again, I come down to the village and like steal a big keg of cider that's been brewing and a cow. I just lumber off as the townsfolk.
Have you got like a big house like that's too scale that if a normal person would be there, they'd be like, oh fuck, that's a really big stool or whatever.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be amazing. But I don't know if I'm that organized.
You're not that big.
I feel like I'm just wearing a couple of bed sheets as a loincloth.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just your beard. Just beard.
There's a lot of beards and just lumbering around and getting chased with pitchforks and flaming torches every now and again.
Nice.
Do you have creatures
just
who
like
are your
fighting
friends?
Off heroes? Yeah.
Like, you know, have a tree as a club and just be a big mungo.
Where are you sleeping at night?
You know, the hills.
Just the hills.
Or just like in a field, you know.
There's a giant, the rocks are your bed. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's all lovely. It's all good.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, and my special power is I'm pretty chill with sleeping anywhere. that's it.
Okay, just, yeah. It's pretty nice. You wouldn't be able to get drunk, though, because even if they did like a big vat of cider for big old Tom, that's like,
oh, but like have you seen how big those things are? I guess it depends how big I am.
I'm imagining like how... I'm sorry, I forgot people are listening. I just looked up into the sky. I'm imagining that. Okay. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like...
I worry the villagers would quickly run out of cider. Mm. And would you need another thing to sate your thirst?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to turn up to the city.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, they'll kill you so quickly.
I'll be defending the fuck out of that city, brother.
Like, you'll be dead so quick.
Don't look at me for help. I'm fucking seahorses.
Okay, maybe we can make a deal. Like, one day I'll come in and I'll do some work. I'll act like a crane or something.
Yeah,
quick a construction job. Suddenly you've got this, like, 50 to 100
foot guy. I feel like you're
suddenly
selling yourself and doing a 9-to-5.
I'll do a 9-to-5.
Oh, my God. Then when I get off work, I go to the pub and they have a special giant brewing area. Okay, wait. Now I'm just getting into a day job
in the giant city.
Working the marble quarry.
I want to be a construction worker.
Sure.
And get beer for it.
Okay.
That's fine, Paul. It's really lovely to share your dreams.
This actually feels pretty manageable.
Dream
I can do
big,
that in this
big.
World and not have to go into a fantasy place.
And not be a giant.
Wow.
Wonderful. Wonderful question. What a wholesome question to start on. Would you ever go on the show Naked Attraction?
Fuck no.
Now, does someone who... Because I'm not a regular watcher of Naked Attraction. I do know the show. But someone who has watched it... Do we have anyone who's watched it who wants to explain it? Lydia, do you want to explain the premise of the show?
I've seen that show a lot. Right. So basically, you have a bunch of people who are behind a kind of like a cover, like a door sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you have someone in the middle who is the picker. And step by step, this door rises up and the people behind it are naked. So you start by seeing their feet and then their legs and then their... genitalia to be
how
scientific.
Does it go up in like set pieces, like shins?
I think
knees,
it might just
dick.
Be straight up fanny dick to start with.
Yeah. Wow. No, I think it's like do you see their feet first,
maybe
and then
feet?
It goes up to fanny dick, and then it goes up to
and then it's
tits,
chest
and then it's
boobs,
head.
And then it's head. But yeah. Basically, how it works is it goes up in sections, and the person choosing eliminates people based
like
on those stages. So you might get kicked out because they don't like your dick.
And the people, this is a bit that I've never known. Do the people get to answer questions? Do you like answer them questions or is it purely?
It's purely looking at them. They might make them do funny stuff like, I love Spanish dancing on a Saturday. Show me your moves. And then these awkward like naked torsos will start like wiggling around.
Or someone will be cheeky and like, oh, I really like the look of Orange's dick. And then you'll like wiggle it around.
They'll wiggle
whatever.
Their little...
Yeah. Does anyone just like straight up masturbate? Do they?
Yeah,
they're not allowed to be hard on live TV, but some of them like... have done a cheeky little like tug to like
a couple warm up pumps
to make their dick not look small on live TV.
That's
I've seen them
crazy.
Do that.
I think at the end when you can see their face, they ask a question and then they talk.
Right.
But it's a very bizarre program because it's really like marketed as a very empowering kind of thing. Like they'll have people come off. Let's say you get kicked off because that man did not like your fanny. You come off and then the women are usually or the men or whatever are usually like, I feel really confident, you know, I was never brave enough to show my body and I'm really proud of myself for doing this. And it's like, you just got rejected because he's...
Because you're gross
your
fucking
gross
vagina.
Like, how on earth is that giving you confidence? And now the whole world has seen it. I just don't understand.
To me, it's like a nightmare. I would have a nightmare about being on that show. Like, it is just the worst thing imaginable. Like, being naked on live television. Just like...
humiliating.
It's gotten kind of harrowing because, like, our generation's getting older now, so these are the type of people that are on the show, and we were watching it at, like, Thanksgiving, and it came up, and I was like, that dude's got a fucking huge dick. And I went up further, and there's, like, a Tokopi tattoo on him, and I was like... I was just like this is so weird, man. I just can't see someone with a Togepi tattoo and
that's
a
nuts.
Big massive thing of Prince Albert like threw me it was like existential crisis.
I know someone that was on that show.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the
It was someone that we both met. Someone that used to.
You know what? They were the exact type of person that I think is needed to go on that show.
It's the kind of person you'd expect to be on that show.
Yeah.
Right. Guy or girl?
It was a girl. Mm-hmm. Like a little more alternative. In person, I don't think I would have ever guessed that they would be the person that would have gone on it.
No.
Right.
Yeah. But the way you describe it, of like, you know, after showing your bits, being like, I feel so empowered now.
They are entirely that.
Yeah.
I think they're told that they kind of have to be positive, because if it's like, you know,
if they're like, oh
I
my
feel
God,
devastated.
My life is over. Yeah. I'm ruined.
Can I just ask, how far did she get?
She made it to the point where they were talking to each other.
I think there was like drama.
So to the end.
I don't watch the show, but I remember there was like drama about that person being on the show. They did like...
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Either like, well,
maybe
I don't want to say enough that they could be pinpointed on who it was.
Yeah,
but equally we don't know them that well. They were an interesting person, to say the least.
Yes.
And I think that show attracts interesting people. I don't know if I could ever go on it.
I could never do it.
Jeez, definitely not.
Oh my god, no! Okay,
if not, what's the price tag then? Because everyone has a price.
I don't know.
Has a fucking price.
I feel like I'm a very confident person, but like with my clothes off, I am not. I'm like a Greek statue. You know, a little tiny cock, a little bit chubby.
Hemorrhoids. Like,
hemorrhoids.
Single hemorrhoid.
Oh no.
They spin me around.
Please take me tramp stamp.
You know.
I think it's also something so like humiliating the way that it goes up bit by bit.
Yeah,
and sort of starts with like the most embarrassing bit, and they're
the
all
that
looking
you get
at
knocked
it.
Out, the fact on your like just your dick. Your dick is like you lost because your dick.
Yeah.
Your dick,
yeah.
Your bad dick.
She
game.
Didn't like your dick, so
she
voted
like
you
and
out.
That was it. You're
like,
out.
Oh my god, the
like your shitty feet. Like, what the fuck? I can't change my feet. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck's going on?
It's
like,
so embarrassing. I was in hospital once, one of my many day trips.
Really?
I had a little like TV. It's fine. I had this little TV and I was watching something and then got whatever. I was just on my phone and bored, and I really was really, really, really hungry. And a few hours went by and I asked the nurse, and she came in and I was like, I haven't eaten in like 24 hours. Is it okay if I have a sandwich or something? I'm really, really hungry. And she had this like really weird expression on her face. And then she left, and I was thinking, all right, well, that was weird. Kind of thing. And then
know.
I looked.
Could she see your disgusting vagina? She just wanted to kick you out of the hospital.
And she kicked me out. She kicked me out. I had to go up to the presenter and tell him I was really grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm feeling really confident.
I can't get her a sandwich. Her fanny is minging.
Gross. I'll get the sandwich to the person in room number four.
You already got some roast beef there, mate.
Continue, sorry.
No, it was just that the TV had like just kept running. I hadn't noticed. And when I looked over, it was just a bunch of, I think it was like women in their 60s fannies.
Oh, what the
just
fuck?
Like okay. Jiggling because they were like being told to dance or something. So she'd come in and that's what I've got on my TV. And I didn't realize. It was like, oh God, that's really, that's a shame. That's a real shame that is.
Well, they sometimes put plants in these shows as well from like other TV shows. So there was like this like Pensioners Gone Wild show that was on the episode we watched at Thanksgiving. And there's like, someone was like, oh my God, she's like from OEP's Gone Crazy in Benidorm. And it was like this old ass lady that had like a fucking...
Sorry, what is that show?
OEP's Gone Wild.
You said that show so casually. Like,
OEP's Gone Wild in Benidorm.
That show sounds amazing.
That is my favourite.
Our friend Kat told me about this show.
Oh, okay, right.
Kat Strike
loves
was telling
trash
us about
TV.
She was like, oh yeah, you ever seen that show, Pensioners in Benidorm? What the fuck it's called? And there was this lady on it that had like this vajazzled, she was like old lady with vajazzled like gemstones all over her fanny.
Was it like an old guy pick? No, was this like, are we doing like intergenerational relationships?
It was like a younger guy, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I thought they're usually around the same age.
It was like mid-age person.
Right.
Yeah, but it was like, felt like such a planter advertisement for another.
Do you think that actually is like a good way to start your relationship? Like any relationship I feel like formed on television is instantly like fucked.
Surely it never works out.
Yeah, surely is there anyone who's like, we've got 17 kids and it's going great.
Very rarely. Like sometimes there's like one Love Island couple or whatever, but considering the amount of shit that they pump out, that the rarity. Oh wait, sorry, I forgot the end. In describing the TV show, I forgot the end bit. Right, sorry. So when the person gets picked, right, mm-hmm. the person who is picking has to take all their clothes off and come out and be naked. So they're both just naked together.
They were naked the entire time as they were picking.
Oh, no, they're dressed. And then they take off their clothes and then they walk off holding hands, butt naked, and they go for a date.
Instantly.
I don't know. I mean, that's how it shows on the...
No, are they naked on the date?
No, they are clothed because it's in public.
Right, okay. Well, they could go to a nudist beach.
They could go to a nudist beach. Come on. But it's usually like a bar or cafe or something.
Right. But that feels very tame after literally meeting each other naked.
Naked.
Although I guess like it's the ultimate icebreaker, right?
I mean,
yeah. True.
But I don't
know. You've definitely got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, like clearly you have some issues
on your
that
dick?
You
can... Why does your dick look so fucking weird?
What's up with that?
I picked you because I just had to ask. Yeah.
Like, what's that hanging out of your bunghole?
Okay, so would none of us go on it then?
It would have to be for an extraordinary amount of money.
Do you think us doing our online jobs would change that? Like, if we didn't do online quizzes, because I feel like that changes it. If you are just like, whatever, some random person, member of the public, and you just go on a show, and that's like your moment of fame, and then you never really, you know, you're not infamous, you're never going to get harassed about it, you know, you're an online person, no one's going to be able to find you or contact you about it. You kind of just meld back into... anonymity.
But what about the people you work with, though?
Oh, but I feel like some offices being like, oh, David, you got his cock out of TV.
Yeah,
like,
it depends on
there's like some camaraderie shit behind that, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay, if not us then, who in the Yogscast would be most likely to go on Naked Attraction?
Lewis.
Oh, no, I fucking would.
Lewis.
No.
Do you reckon we could get Lewis to go on it and be the guy who picks but not tell him about the end?
No,
oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Wow.
Because they have to get naked at the end, yeah.
I could see Lewis doing it.
I feel like Pyrion would happily...
Oh, okay.
He's quite proud.
Dude, I could almost see Pyrion in the studio. Like, in my mind palace right now, I'm seeing Pyrion like a tube going up and PFAX just standing there, cock out.
Oh, my God.
I think he's a confident guy.
Yeah. He's a confident, confident guy. It requires some confidence, I think, to get in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. He'd have to be so confident
Pyrion,
to do that
maybe
show.
Pyrion?
Pyrion and
I think Pyrion's
and
a hot choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe it's like a sleeper. Maybe it's like Matt Toffolo. He's already on it. He's done it five times. Matt is just an addict.
It just keeps going on. Yeah.
Nice.
He just keeps getting kicked off because of his feet. Just his disgusting
weird feet.
He's just
desperate to show off his Doctor Who TARDIS cock, but it never gets past the feet stage.
No, it's the fucking the magic screwdriver.
Magic screwdriver.
It's called.
Justice for Matt. We'll get
Sonic screwdriver, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah. Context, we don't know if Matt has been on Naked Attraction.
No, he definitely
I'm pretty sure he has.
I don't think he has. Don't harass him over this.
Really like this guy. He just keeps squeezing his cock and making a sonic noise.
Oh, no.
He's trying to open doors with his dick.
Oh, no. The Doctor Who fan.
No, I think for cash. I'd
for
do
cash,
something.
How much?
I don't think I'd go on that show. You see, I think I'd be fine at some point. Just,
all right,
you know.
What about that? What's the Naked and Afraid? Is that the survival one? Would you do that when you get dropped off?
Okay, I think I'd more likely do Naked and Afraid.
What's that?
It's where it's two survival people. Generally,
that show is one of the most like well-produced TV shows. It's just like they got it. They got all of it down. They nailed it.
They get dropped. You're surviving. You only get like a couple of items to take with you. But also, you're naked, and it's like generally there's like a man and a woman who are surviving together.
Right.
And also, like when they first land, it's funny to see how quickly like the different groups. Sometimes they'll instantly just find leaves to make underwear before they're doing any kind of.
I feel like that
know,
would be the
water.
Instinctual thing, wouldn't it? Like,
but there are other people who are just like, "Fuck
I
it,
have to make
right,
a fire.
We need water, we need food, we need shelter," and then they've got to like survive for as long as possible. And so it's got this reality TV,
it's pretty shit, but it's like
the
very
naked.
It's very entertaining. Like crafted.
Yeah. So you'd rather go on that. Sorry.
I think something like that would be better.
Also,
or...
it's like the naked part is removed very quick. If you're anxious about that, it is like they get one frame, motherfucker, and then my hand is on my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm grabbing leaves. Like.
But they edit it in such a way that you don't really ever see stuff.
Right. You don't see too much, no.
Whereas Naked Attraction is just full on.
It's just yeah.
full.
Isn't it on at like 5 p.m. on like Channel 4?
No, it's got to be after Watershed. It's got to be after Watershed, after 9. Okay, the TV executive storms in right now. $100,000 on the table. Come on an episode of Naked Attraction.
No, I would want to be in like... I want something classy. I want to be on like Game of Thrones as like a naked extra.
Right, okay.
As
a naked ogre.
Like, you know, there's the brothel scene or something. And there's just like, oh, which of these gentlemen would you like?
I want to be a Mungo. I'll be a Mungo in the back with my dick out.
And just me lumbering in the background. God. Just my cock swinging around. Something like that.
We can make these dreams happen, Tom.
I think, the nicer way.
The Boys, that weird sex club in The Boys where
something like that.
Superpowers to fuck.
I would do that.
Because it's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think something a bit weirder, a bit goofier. Yeah. You know.
Also, objectively, you're not like. It's the thing with Naked Attraction, it's literally you're in the spotlight. You are that is the content.
The
you
whole focus.
Yeah.
The
raw focus of that show
all
is everyone's just looking at your dick.
And judging
it. Not just in the studio, not just Dave the cameraman, not the director. Yeah. Everyone at fucking home is just looking at your dick and going, that's a shit dick.
You've got like, a bad fucking cock. I wouldn't pick that cock.
I wouldn't pick that cock. I think it's crazy you got on the show if I talk like that. sucks.
Shit.
Wonderful. Should we move on?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's leave this terrible place.
Hi, guys. What is the appeal of corn? I get corn syrups and such, useful for cooking, but corn on its own. We can't fully digest it. It doesn't taste good. The texture's weird. Gets stuck in my teeth more than other food. Why are people so crazy about corn? The only good thing is it is the ease of eating it since it comes in compact on a stick and it's cheap. But there's other cheap food which are better on all fronts. Do you feel the same way? Are there any other food takes you have like this?
I thought this was going to be a thing about porn because that's what people say corn on the internet does not get demonetized. It's literally about corn. Okay.
Holy shit, corn's fucking great.
I love corn.
Disagree with this person so much. Corn is
violently.
This person's an idiot.
Corn is one of the happiest foods.
I love it.
It's cute. It's sweet. It's friendly.
It's delicious.
Crunchy.
And if there was one amongst us that didn't like corn, God, I'd say that
person's a mega dummy. I love corn.
Rams, do you not
I am the among us in this room. I actually do like corn, but I don't rate it super high.
What?
I don't rate it super high.
It's the most above average food because there's nothing bad about it.
I don't get the fuss about it. You know, I like sweet corn's nice here and there. You know what I mean? Like a little bit of sweet corn, but like corn on the cob, I'm like, it's like probably
corn on the cob, but like a barbecue or something. It's just amazing.
Butter,
some salt,
the butter and salt,
a little bit of char.
But I guess it gets like stuck in you. God, it does get stuck in your teeth. And granted, I do like biting into it and fucking ripping it off.
It's so nice.
It's a fun thing to eat.
Actually, you know what? Your corn is pretty good, actually.
It's fucking great.
It's fun to eat.
I'm not like picking it first, you know what I mean? If I'm getting like a fucking side at KFC, I'm like, give me the corn.
Sticks of corn on the cob, I would just be like, fuck, I'd be eating corn every day.
I'd be
shitting yellow.
You'd be
super into that.
I don't know.
I'm just not super hot on it. I like it, but it's not like up there on my. It's not like high on my list.
It's
you know?
Disappointing for me, Rav. It's very disappointing.
Have we got any other weird food takes?
Yeah, what are some weird food?
I mean,
takes?
We already have the food should be wider, not taller.
Yep.
Take
anti-vertical food podcast. Tom.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with
any
that.
Any burger. I want more ingredients wider,
longer,
not high.
Flatter.
Yeah. Like, I like a real kind of smushed burger.
Yeah. Low profile food, so it fits in my fucking mouth.
Steak check. What do you get your steak cooked at?
Medium rare, rare.
Medium rare.
Well, I think it depends on the cut of steak, really. Like a ribeye, you can take a little bit further.
Yeah.
But if you've got a sirloin, you probably want that on the rarer side, right?
Yeah.
And so
true.
Depends on the type of steak you're eating.
Okay, so no weird takes on that.
Do we have any tomato? Tomato hating, I feel like, is the most common.
I'll eat some tomato for a burger.
Why are you such a fucking hater?
No, I'm not a hater.
You're hating on tomatoes or sweet corn.
I'll eat it if it's on a burger, but if I'm making a burger and ain't putting tomato in.
I think if tomato's okay. already in the burger, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But if I'm choosing to put a slice of tomato in, I probably wouldn't.
That's fair.
I don't like it when it goes warm, you know?
Like, if it's warm. Although it depends on how thick it is. Yeah. If it's a real thin slice,
I think
great.
That's okay. Yeah, it's when it's too thick.
It's when you get those, like, centimetre thick.
That's the same with onion. I like onion in a burger, but just putting a fucking, like, layer of fucking onion... I don't want an onion burger. Like,
it's too much.
Agreed.
It's crazy.
I fucking hate mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm not a big mushroom fan.
I'm not a mushroom fan.
I used to not like mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And I just started fucking cooking them and eating them. And turns out you just basically put garlic with them, as with everything.
With
and
any food is better with garlic.
Garlic is just fucking amazing.
Yeah. I like mushrooms, yeah.
I'm just not a fan. It's like the texture. And I don't know, there's like a million of them. And I'm fungus and all that shit freaks me out. I don't know.
I'm
not a big fan.
I don't like the big ones. You know, like the... Like it'd be like a stuffed mushroom. They're kind of that's a bit too much mushroom for me.
What's the really fancy one? People have it as like a steak and shit. Like is it a portobello? Is that like the fancy
Maybe
mushroom?
That's not
I would try
I'm
that.
I'm quite sold to them. I mean, you can convince yourself. I was
definitely.
I just don't being like a. My quest was like, I just stopped being a baby and not eating something.
That's exactly. Yeah. Like, just grow up.
Don't
grow
be
up.
A baby.
Eat a nice version of it, and you'll be like, this is delicious.
If it's in like a spag bol or like a fucking chicken and mushroom pot noodle, which is the best pot noodle, funnily enough, I know.
I agree.
Those are real mushrooms.
They're definitely real mushrooms, but it's the best pot noodle. I'll eat them, but like I'm not like. I'm like never ordering a mushroom ever. I'm like garlic mushrooms. No, there's mushrooms in this. No, not for it.
Yeah, then I feel like I agree.
I feel like those like limitations you set yourself because you don't like foods. Then you just don't get to experience so many other things.
I don't think I'm that fussy though. And also like a lot of vegan stuff, which is great, is often based off of mushroom stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As long as I don't know that I'm eating mushrooms, I'm like all good with
it. Oh, jeez, I'm the same. Like a baby. The only like a fucking child. Like
you have to hide it. You know what I mean?
It's like a dog giving a tablet to a dog.
Exactly.
The food I find weird is I don't dislike it, but I find it odd is tofu. I feel like tofu just...
Oh, I just fucking love
tofu. I quite like tofu.
I can get into it.
Yeah.
Soak it in some soy.
Nice and salty.
A bit of frying on it.
Get it nice and crispy.
It's mushroom logic. Yes. It's just like... It's just a thing. It's a body for other things.
Yeah.
Like, if you make a food a body for other things, then it's fine. But I feel like tofu, there's something about the block of it that kind of grosses me out. It's fine when it's in the food, but just like looking at the wet, soggy block of...
Yeah.
What food do you think's overrated? Because I'm like... I might get a mob after me.
What is yours?
Pizza.
That's the worst taste.
Your boy.
This is filled with bad taste.
No.
Hey guys, I think breathing air is fucking lame.
Look, your boy fucks with a nice pepperoni pizza now and then, but I'm like, people go crazy about pizza, make it their whole ass personality. I just love pizza. Like I'm just like, it's all right. Mm. It's all right. I can take or leave a pizza.
Okay.
Italians are leaving.
I'm also lactose intolerant, so it's like kind of just, you know, it's like, I have to sign up. I have to sign a contract with the devil every time I eat.
Okay.
That changes it.
Yeah.
I mean, pizza is
gluten free, vegan cheese.
As a lacto Chad.
not a genetically weak human.
I enjoy pizza a lot. I say pizza is like not overrated. It is truly one of the best food stuff.
Pizza's pretty fucking good.
Oh, a nice good Italian one, sure.
All right. But I think that, and I'm saying this before everyone goes, that I really enjoy this food. I fucking love this food, but I still think it's overrated in the sense that people will say, oh, I'd be vegetarian, but I could never give up this. And it's always bacon. And I like bacon, but I don't understand why people go like, they'd like revere it as like the
godlike
food.
That's what I think about pizza. That's what I think about pizza.
The thing is, how often do you even fucking eat?
I don't even eat bacon that often.
Not that often.
But people are like, I couldn't be vegetarian, I couldn't give up bacon. It's like, but you, what about burgers? And there's so much other things that I'm much more
I feel like bacon is the one that you can picture its taste in its purest form. Because generally you have bacon like on a plate as like a portion, not mixed in with stuff.
Like in a breakfast.
Steak you could have in a million different sauces, styles, ways, other meats in a massive variety.
I would miss the BLT. I'll be sad to lose the BLT.
Bacon flavour I feel like is like
it's
purer
nice.
Across almost everything it's used in.
It's just salty, which is lovely. I love salty food. I love salty food. I do really like bacon. This is just in terms of being overrated.
No,
slightly.
I think bacon might be slightly overrated. Mm. I think I agree.
I can see where you're coming from.
It's controversial.
I feel like, I'm going to say, I feel like chips or french fries are slightly overrated.
Whoa.
Wowie.
Well, I feel like so many times I get chips with like takeaway or oven chips or whatever. It's kind of disappointing.
Like, they can be shit,
to
be fair.
I feel like most chips I eat, actually, just anywhere. And there's very few times I sit down and have chips and I'm like, that was a fucking great.
Those were.
That was a great experience.
Those were our best.
Like, they're always okay or good, but I feel like I'm usually just slightly disappointed. I'm like, okay, well, it was the sauce or the other things that was making
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like, as of uses of potatoes, roast potatoes. Like,
oh, 100%.
Fucking just like
roast potato. Like, there's so many better ways to do
the
potatoes.
Chips are just kind of like it's a go-to addition to another bit of food that I just feel like it's kind of shit.
What about fish and chips?
Those are, again, like, it varies. Some fish and chip shops, amazing. Yeah. They're the best ones you've ever had.
Really, really
And then some
good.
You'll just be like,
not
this
a single
is
good
literally
one in Bristol.
Oil. Like, this is the grossest one ever.
Yeah, not a good one in Bristol.
No, there aren't really any.
Which is weird for, like, by the water and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, this is also another crazy one for me. I'm like, just full of bad takes today.
Is it another cheese-based one?
No, it's roast potatoes.
I will not stand for that.
No.
Tom is the new wonderful.
I like roast potatoes, but I don't get why people are always like, "Mark,
the fucking
best potato form." I'm like, no.
So I made a whole bunch of roast potatoes. I make them every Sunday, and like when you get that methodology down, they are just like
the gravy.
My God.
Like you just all the little strats, and it's a fucking process. But by the end of it, you have what is basically just a better chip. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that is incredible.
Better, fluffy, tastier. Always make extra because they're still delicious cold. Yeah. Like,
I'm like a baby potato man. That's like
my God.
Baby potato.
Baby potato over roast potato.
Wow.
It's so good.
It's so
good.
It's so nice and soft. The skin is good.
I'm honestly minding that they've got so many.
You guys are crazy. They're great.
It's like the worst type of potato is baby potato.
It's like the most boring potato.
It's the boringest type of potato.
Mashed potato is the most boring potato.
It's the most white people potato.
No. Mashed potato is the most white people potato.
No. Mashed potato is good. It's done well. My show
is
lovely.
Yeah,
like buttery.
That is a lame ass potato.
You're a psychopath.
Baby potato is fucking great.
It's making me think that you've never had a good roast potato before.
Yeah. I have. I had like nice crispy fucking goose fat cake one, but like, I don't know, just like
fluffy.
And you didn't love
just,
it.
I don't
it's
fucks
just,
with it that
potato,
hard.
It's just doing all the best things that potatoes do in one potato. Like, it does the fluffy bit, it does the crispy bit.
Salty.
I do want to eat that one they do on TikTok. It's like the 100 layer super crispy.
Okay,
I want to eat that. That looks fucking good.
That does look nice.
That's like a roast potato I could fuck with.
You'll just be eating your fucking baby potato. Just, I just
love it.
Over a giant bowl of baby potatoes.
Just
no sauce, nothing.
Boiled a potato.
Just boiled baby potatoes.
Nice little bit of butter and stuff. They're nice and soft.
I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm saying that's a crazy take.
That is
crazy.
That's legitimately crazy.
I don't know.
What's your most hated food stuff, Tom?
Okay, like I've been ridiculed in the past for this, and I've upset Lydia, but
I know what it is.
You know what?
I'm gonna lose my shit.
Hot drinks fucking suck. I just cannot enjoy a hot drink. I don't get it.
Not even like a mulled wine or a cider, mulled cider.
I'd say once every year or two, I might have a hot drink as a very one-off special occasion.
Yeah,
you know, you go to a Christmas fair and you have a mulled wine or a mulled cider. But daily, drinking a hot liquid, I just don't.
I kind of do agree with Tom.
Because you don't drink tea or coffee either, do you?
Okay. I drink maybe like 2 teas or coffees a week.
Wow,
like nothing. Like I don't. And most of the time, I like leave it until it's like lukewarm, and then I'm like, lovely.
It's not my daily routine, but I think they're great. Like I fucked up a coffee.
It's so frustrating. You're like, it's too warm. It's burning your mouth, and then like I don't enjoy I don't enjoy that feeling, that process.
I just don't find it is like thirst quenching or enjoyable in any way. Like I'd rather like ice cold than even lukewarm.
I do prefer cold drinks, but like I, you know, a nice little pumpkin spice when the fall is
cold. Coffee things, like, because I guess you're not a coffee drinker.
No, like, I don't hate coffee, but I don't love it.
Do you like coffee cake?
If you put coffee in stuff, like it can be absolutely delicious. But
I love coffee as a flavor, but again, just drinking coffee is like,
just don't.
You can get like a delicious little iced coffee in the summer. It's really hot, and you just have a little iced coffee.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's a cold drink.
But it's a cold drink. Like, yeah, that'd be fine. It's not the flavor. It's the premise of hot drinks in general. Yeah.
But like, it's a cold day in January, and you're flat. You're really chilly, and you make yourself a lovely warm cup of tea, and like, and it warms you up inside.
It's called put a fucking jumper on, Lydia.
Just put a jumper on.
You're dying.
Well, la-dee-da, Mr. fucking posh boy.
Mr. Jumper.
You have a cold, you're sniffly, and you get a little wham sip, and you make a wham sip. It's nice and hot and lemony. And
I feel like... Yeah, it tastes like ass.
Wait. I feel like you would have a delicious...
Let's test the theory, then, because I really like soup.
Yeah, I love
soup. Soup's fucking great.
Are you a fan of soup?
Yeah, love soup.
Would you ever drink soup out of a mug?
I would drink soup out of a bowl.
Wait.
Is it a mug? Are we getting to the point? Is it a mug phobia?
Now.
Oh my god.
I think mug phobia.
My brain is saying that soup is food. Yeah, this is fine.
What if I gave you a mug of soup?
Then I would probably. But then it would still be a food, and brain would be fine with that because I'm eating. I'm not drinking.
What if it's like a blended, like only liquid soup?
Like tomato soup. There's no chunks, just smooth. No chunks, just cream smooth. Of tomato.
But, you know, I like, if I've got a soup, I'm dipping something in it.
Right.
Like,
that's
the whole joy of having a
mixing,
soup.
Mixing and matching.
Yeah.
You could dip a biscuit into your tea.
Well, that's true, yeah. Maybe.
But then you see an entire pack of biscuits.
That's true. Yeah. Like, that's easy.
Plus, there is biscuit tea now. Yorkshire Tea does a biscuit tea that tastes like biscuits.
I love that tea.
And it's fucking delicious.
It's really good.
It just sounds so sweet.
It's not. It's yummy. It tastes like a digestive biscuit. It's fucking
crazy.
It's tea that tastes like food.
I do feel like tea people are a little bit like, kind of, no offense to Libra, like cat people, they do go a little bit crazy. And in the same way that I'm a dog person now, like there is like an obsession that comes with being a hot drink drinker that I just don't.
I don't feel like
I need to associate with or want to associate
with. I did have a wanky tea era. I had like a glass, teapot. Went to like Wittards of Chelsea. I got really into like loose leaf teas.
Bitch.
I would like make myself tea. I have my little glass teacup. I'd sit and drink teas all the time. Hell. I was into my rubus and my fruit teas and everything.
What the fuck are you saying?
I had my tea era. It was fucking great.
So glad we didn't meet then.
I know.
When I was living in Scotland, you guys knew me. I just was just sipping my tea.
Oh my god!
Your dark secret.
Much better not said,
Yeah.
I'm very open.
Wow. Well, we know. Okay. We know, Ravs. Everyone knows.
Okay.
I think on that note, it's probably about time we should wrap up. We've been going for quite a while.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And, you know, I love that you can look past my big brain, degree-owning body. Yeah. And, you know, because I'm just so smart. And,
so smart.
Do you want to, you know, ruin the dynamic of... you know, three uneducated...
fucking idiots.
just dunguses. You know, as a scholar.
I know, absolute mm-hmm. intellect, might. We'll go check out Mystery Quest. Yep. Give it a little follow, give it a little subscribe. Give it a listen.
All places podcasts are available and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huzzah.
That's it.
Sound more enthusiastic about your own project.
It's Tom, what do you expect? Come on.
How enthusiastic. I'm watching if you want to.
We'll catch you all next time.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.